Top seed Serena Williams will face Garbiñe Muguruza in the Wimbledon women's final tomorrow. Williams whipped Maria Sharapova 6-2, 6-4 to get within one match victory of her fourth consecutive major title. Muguruza advanced to her first Grand Slam final by surprising number 13 Agnieszka Radwańska 6-2, 3-6, 6-3. In baseball in the American League, the Yankees tripled up Oakland 6-2. Boston had a day off to prep as they host the Yankees tonight. Meanwhile, former Razorback outfielder and Boston Red Sox slugger Andrew Benintendi has been named the top Southeastern Conference male athlete by the league's athletic directors. In the National League, St. Louis bested Pittsburgh 4-1, and it was the Dodgers over Philadelphia 6-0. The Mets had a day off. Mets pitcher Steven Matz has a partially torn muscle in his back that will sideline the impressive rookie at least a month, probably longer. Former Oakland quarterback Ken Stabler has died at 69 following complications from colon cancer. Stabler was a four-time Pro Bowl selection with the Raiders and was named the NFL's MVP in 1974. In the NBA, LeBron James is staying in Cleveland after accepting a new contract with the Cavaliers. Two people familiar with the negotiations say the two-year package is worth $47 million, a deal that includes a $24 million player option for 2016-17. It's the first time since 2006 that James will re-sign with a team. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the parade New York City is throwing for the World Cup-winning U.S. women's soccer team will be magical. The team will be honored with a parade up the stretch of Broadway known as the Canyon of Heroes today. The team captured the World Cup by defeating Japan last Sunday. All 23 members are expected to attend the parade.